Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Firpo Marbury. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Russell, and towards Burnett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Porter reaches second base with a double. Burnett goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Russell reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Marbury reaches third base with a triple. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marbury scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bluge. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan is walked intentionally. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards short. Burnett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burnett. QL moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Averill steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Maple pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Howard Maple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maple strikes out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Howard Maple now catching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Russell for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. QL reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Danny Musser pinch hits for Aussie Bluge. Danny Musser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West moves to third. Dave Harris pinch hits for Howard Maple. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Marbury hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. Musser moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Marbury moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Danny Musser now playing third base. Mo Berg now catching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Hiney Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 3 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Musser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Mo Berg. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.